Ingemar Fredriksson. Trouble with Staff Attitudes and Commitment. A Handbook for How You Get Everyone to Contribute Towards Good Results. Forward. Who said that? Is the question you get many times you make a claim, especially when that person is male. Men think in hierarchies, and before he will take a position on whether the claim is interesting, useful, correct, or can have any worth, he wants to know who said it to know how he should relate to your claim. Or, more likely, whether he needs to do anything at all. He won't even think about addressing the claim until after finding out. With this in mind, and knowing from the Swedish edition that most readers likely be men, I'll begin by telling who I am, or more correctly, why you might get something out of reading this book, and why my answers are the right ones. If we start with the latter, it is simply my conviction that there are no correct answers to how you can successfully create profitability and growth in a company. In any case, there are no universal answers. Every person and every company has their own truth, and this is built from so many factors, each interacting with the others in different ways, so it becomes impossible to convey success factors from one individual to another or any specific company to the next. This book certainly relates concrete research findings which can be accepted as truths. It also presents many facts and experiences about what can be done to bring an entire organization along the right way. But every reader has to choose which parts work for themselves and for their operations. But when it comes to how you create profitability, I have a well-founded basic view of how this can be achieved. And that is by getting those few added percent out of several parts of your operations. By coaxing a few percent out of your staff's commitment and efficiency, and a few percent more from higher prices, a few percent from lower costs, and a few more out of improving working capital turnover, you build up your company's profitability. I don't believe anyone can create good profitability by steering with a single large wheel, except temporarily. The best, longest-lasting, and most effective way to do so is by turning many controls. This is the basic principle behind the book series A Few Percent More. The idea is for each book in the series to tell how you can coax that few percent more from any specific area in your operations. This book addresses how you can achieve enormous change in operations regarding profitability and growth by getting your staff behind you. My experience is that this is the single most important factor, and the least costly one at that, in improving results in any business. You'll find an enormous force within every group of people who fully commit to a task, and getting to experience this force as a leader is the greatest reward I have experienced as a manager. Karl von Clausewitz describes this phenomenon as, "Courage and the spirit of an army have, in all ages, multiplied its physical powers, and will continue to do so equally in the future." So, the books in this series have their basis in my own personal experiences, in creating strong growth and extremely good profitability. I became CEO rather young, and after a time I had the benefit of being part of creating exceptionally good results in a company that was on the brink of being closed down. I usually describe that experience as character building, as it was something of a shock stepping into such a poorly performing company being as young and cocksure as I was. It was also educational to be confronted with how fundamentally central it is for any company to make money simply to survive. As manager, standing with my back to the wall and knowing that if we didn't succeed in making that unit profitable, everyone there, including myself, would be out of a job. In a smaller community, as was the case here, the consequences are starker still, since there wasn't much else in terms of nearby employment opportunities and where so many families would suffer. That experience and insight has remained deeply imprinted in my psyche and is likely the reason for my extreme focus on the importance of profitability in any operation. Another reason for concentrating on profitability is likely because I have worked so many years in a family-owned company where this is a truism, simply that there is no difference between a company's finances and the owner's wallets. The second fact that I concentrate on closely is growth, but this comes from a will to create something. I usually describe what happened at that failing company, in short, as me getting lucky and being able to bring the entire staff along in a positive way. After 6 months, we had climbed back to profitability, and we grew an average of 25% annually for 5 years in a row. Operating profit hit 26%.